Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Book and Verse Bible Study. Yes, the real deal Bible study with Minister Akaya. She'll be bringing you the Word of God, which is the letter of God to you. She has been anointed and appointed by our Heavenly Father for such a time as this. We will uncover what really happened in the Garden of Eden. Who is Cain's father? What is the unpardonable sin? And can we commit it? How did Cain find a wife if Adam and Eve were the only two in creation? This show will discuss these topics and many more. So get your strong Bible concordance and let's study the letter of God.
Murdered by the irresponsibility of every politician from governors on down, who has fed his constituents the stale bread of hatred and the spoiled meat of racism.
Yes, sir.
He was murdered by the timidity,
yes, sir,
of a federal government,
all right,
that can spend millions of dollars a day to keep troops in South Vietnam and cannot protect the lives of its own citizens seeking the right to vote.
Without bringing in the Prince of Peace, Dr. Martin Luther King. Thank you, Mama. You know, you always did shows about Dr. King and right there at your birthday. But, you know, I was trying to just play the song. Hey, Royal Family, thanks so much for tuning in. I didn't get all caught up, but that's how it is because I'm emotional about life. I'm emotional about the struggle. I'm emotional about my mama. I'm emotional about the rights to fight for freedom that we still don't have today. So, you know, I was looking for a piece, just an intro for Happy Birthday, and then I got caught up in the video because the video on YouTube was on point about Dr. King. He spoke his own eulogy, so I just couldn't push stop. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in. It's going to be a day that I'm going to honor my mom by what she loved most. music, and music helped tell her story. Poetry helped tell her life story. And I am just so grateful that she came my way. I'm glad that she gave me birth. So I'm going to play a few songs that I know she loved. I mean, this woman had a range on her. My queen mama had an octave range where she could hit a high note, and then she could drop it all the way down low. I wish I had some of her music. I'm going to dig up some things on her. I've got to. And transpose them into video that I can put on, share online. But thanks so much for tuning in today. We're doing the real deal, a Bible study, and we're going to definitely take it to church today, because Mother truly loved her Jesus and her God. No matter what was going on, she was singing a song, always cooking and putting programs together for the church, traveling the world with the choir, and they said she used to direct the choir with her feet. I remember seeing that. She was just an awesome woman, excellent chef, you know. Oh my God, that woman could cook. It's just so much about her that it just makes me say, thank you, Mama. Thank you for just allowing me to be a part of your life. And I hope that you're proud of us. So I'm going to be doing a couple songs that I know for sure she liked. And then I'm going to hopefully get my brothers in on the conversation today. Yes, I'm going for the Kings, Sir Dukes, to see what they have to say or if they have anything they would like to add in. You know, they say I'm the more emotional one. You know, you need to change that up. Honey, I can't change nothing. This is just who I am. This is real. This is my authentic self. Crying about my mom makes me human. It makes me miss her. You know, I don't know about you. I don't know what kind of relationship you had with your queen, but I had a hell of a relationship with this woman. I mean, she could get on my case, baby. She could jump me if she wanted to, too. I remember one time she grabbed me up on my wedding. She was so angry with my behavior, the way I was talking to my husband. And, baby, I had on an Indian sari, and I said one too many things, drinking that bubbly. And the next thing I know, she had slung that sari on and slid me up under the truck. Baby, bye. This woman did not play no games with me and nobody else, okay? She was a force to be reckoned with as well. She loved you, but don't start no SIT with her, because, baby, you was in for the fight of your life. But she was a loving, caring mother, too, you know. We could take either or. So I'm going to grab one of her songs. There's so many. And I also want to say, you know, happy birthday to the late, great Martin Luther King. It just had to go that way. I think you cannot separate the two, Dr. King and Ma Duke. So let me grab one other song I want to get into, and then we're going to see if we can get some guests in on the conversation.
With my voice, no rocks,
coming out in my place. Praise the Lord. The rocks are
Yonder, the Divas of Gospel, led by Tremaine Hawkins. Now, we do not have the rights to these songs. Anyway, we're doing a tribute, and we're doing it today, January 16th, 2023. You know, we look at Dr. King. We look at the Civil Rights Movement. We look at the whole this life, that life matters. But what are we really, what are you doing? What are we doing for the civil rights movement? What are you doing? I do my shows. We talk about disturbing things in the community. We donate money to causes. We speak against racism no matter where we see it. So you just can't help. No, I just can't help myself from getting emotional about what I'm talking about and what I'm and sometimes you may not get a chance to really mourn that person because you've got so much going on in your life. You know, you're trying to get through the burial. You're trying to take care of them. But let me stop. You're taking care of them before they make the transition. And then you have to take care of all the finances when they make their transition. Then you have to deal with all the family drama. Then you have to deal with your own life and your life drama. When do you really have a time to mourn that person? You know, ancient Kemetic says that we should take 90 days after their passing, but we don't do that. Some people, I think, take 3 days. I think the Bible talks about 3 days of mourning, 7 days mourning. I don't know. I think it's a lifetime because you know, I'm mourning me, because she was my physical, spiritual goddess in human form. My father was my human God in physical form on this earth. We are spiritual beings here. Yes, so I just want to say I love you. And if no one has told you that today, I'm glad I was the first one to tell you. Make sure you reach out to me, 224-531-1122. Or you can hit us up on the showtime at any time on the show when we're live. So please look at us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat. We everywhere. But please leave a message wherever you are. Oh, we also just joined Clubhouse. We're going to start doing some shows on Clubhouse. So anyway, let me pull up one other song and then we're going to wrap up.
Love for the gift of peace, for the gift of joy. And we go out tonight giving God total praise. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Lord, I will lift mine eyes to the hill, knowing my help is coming from you.
Thank you. seraphim, the four winged creatures, two covered in their face, two their feet, and two flying, said amen. The 24 elders casting down their crowns around the golden throne, they joined in and they said amen. The 144,000, 4,000 from each tribe, they joined in and they said amen. And that number that no one can number, that number that came upon the great tribulation, and he washed their robes to make them white as the blood of the Lamb, they joined in and they said amen.
Trinity United Church of Christ out of Chicago, Illinois, TUCC, Dr. Jeremiah Wright, Emeritus. Now, we pray for you, Dr. Wright. Let us pray in our prayers. Make sure that we send a prayer to Dr. Wright. He's, still unable to walk, but I've seen him on several videos. Send your love and your prayers and your blessings to each and every one of us. May we have a blessed and wonderful week. May we honor Dr. King in whatever way we feel we need to. And the civil rights movement, it's not, how you doing, but what you doing. That's what matters. That's what the real deal Bible study is all about. So I'm really happy you decided to log in today. We're going to be back and live and doing 2023 on YouTube. That's right, live. So please stay tuned to the greatest, that's right, the greatest one on the YouTube channel and Blog Talk Radio. That's right, Minister Akaya and Queen Akaya. Thank you so much. Love you. Stay blessed. Praying for you. Pray for me.
Thank you for listening to Minister Akaya. We hope that this teaching has been a blessing to you. You can visit her on her website, www.bookandversebiblestudy.com. And while there, find out how to reach Akaya on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, Akaya will be coming to you every Sabbath, Saturday at 3 p.m. So tune in every week to be empowered and informed. So no matter where you go, take God and care with you. We pray that God will continue to bless you so that you may become a blessing to others.